Hi everyone. So I'm just going to talk through this about the kind of the digital tools and different types of social media that I've used in my research and also in my teaching, and then just talk a little bit about some of the benefits. I'm trying to kind of get together how this kind of helped me as an academic. And I think the main thing, I mean, I finished my PhD about a year ago. I'm now teaching and researching in the English department, and I also work in a research exchange. And I think really the main thing I've noticed is a shift from my finishing my PhD to then developing my career after that, and how I've used digital tools kind of much more actively. So my first experience really was running a research blog, which I started in 2007 when I started my PhD. It's a very long time ago now. And the blog's kind of role and purpose has really kind of developed over time and evolved with the transition, but primarily I've just used it as kind of writing about my research in different ways, engaging with different sorts of resonances of my work. And I've also set up two teaching blogs, one of which has been kind of more successful probably than the other for both the courses that I've been teaching this year. So my experience of blogging has sort of evolved over the last 5 years or so, and really looking at how I could broaden the engagement with wider kind of community through my blogs. And then I've also been involved since finishing my PhD with a number of other projects just using different forms of digital tools. So in particular, the Celebrating Dickens project, which was a collaboration between the press office initially running it and also the English departments and different departments across the university, just sort of celebrating 200 years of Charles Dickens, obviously, and they collected work together from academics across the university and published this in a variety of different media forms on the website, and also made it available as a mobile app, which you could download onto your iPad or phone. And so I've been involved with them producing audio podcasts, a film documentary, blogging, and we're also currently working on some new media in terms of an interactive map of locations, which is going to be released later this year. So that's been the main project that I've been working on this year, and also working with the university's Knowledge Centre, writing articles and podcasts for them as well. And also since October 2011, joined Twitter and became very kind of active in the kind of academic Twitter community, both in personal capacity and also in my role at the Research Exchange, where I've also been running a multi-authored blog this year called Researcher Life. So that's the kind of overview of what I've done with digital tools and have been involved in different elements of this. And I think really in terms of the benefits, I've sort of broken this down to three areas. There's sort of profile raising, there's networking, and there's opening up new opportunities. So just in terms of kind of profile raising, I've really felt that digital tools have given me a kind of public presence to my work, increased the visibility of what I'm doing, just showcasing the kind of ideas that I'm interested in. So anyone that comes across my profile immediately can find out about my work in a number of different ways and all the different kind of facets that now make up my profile as a researcher, which I feel has kind of expanded since my PhD, so I think that's a very useful thing. Vastly kind of expanded the audience hearing about my work. So the Dickens mobile app, for example, the first month it had 10,000 downloads from the iTunes store. That's potentially 10,000 people that have, just in the first month. It's been about 6 months now. So that's a huge audience compared to what you can reach through publication. And both kind of academic and non-academic audiences, I think this is useful. In terms of academic audiences, I'm building up this online profile, which means I'm getting more known in the academic community a lot more quickly than you can build up through other means. And I think whilst I don't think digital tools kind of replace the formal academic publication, they certainly provide a kind of strong profile that support that. And also in terms of non-academic audiences, just looking at new forms of communication, different forms of dissemination, which I feel kind of feed back into my work as a researcher and just really shape the importance of it as well. So the profile raising, I think it's a useful thing. I don't think it can ever be a bad thing. Opening up new opportunities. So I've had a lot of kind of work arising from this. The more I've done, the more I've been asked to do. I've done radio interviews, had newspaper articles and so on, just kind of all originating from that. And also academic opportunities. I mean, people have been finding out about my work in different ways that, you know, they wouldn't have done so before. So really kind of just opening up the opportunities that are out there. And then just lastly, in terms of networking, I think being online and particularly being on Twitter, it's just a constant source of academic networking. Really expanded my contacts, people that I've met at conferences I now keep in more touch with, and can kind of proceed meeting people at conferences as well. So it just means I'm sort of becoming more widely known in my field and also knowing more people myself. So I think those are the sort of the three main things, and I'm sort of happy to expand on those and see what you kind of have to say together as well. And I mean, Mark mentioned as well, just maybe think about the issues that I've encountered or any problems. I don't really feel that I've encountered any problems myself other than other people's perception of digital tools as maybe being something that's a waste of time or they're not really a bit uncertain of. And I think that's actually the main thing I found is actually it's nothing I've encountered myself has been negative about this use.